Brian Ewing on the Chris and Rob late night talk show from his smash cassette, 9 o'clock Friday night, available only through the artist. That was, what, Let It Spin? Let It Spin, we'll call it.
18,000 refugees in Ohio need your help adjusting to American life.
Olay!
Olay! Helping them is easier than you think. You can buy them a Big Mac, get them a can of soda pop, although they can probably get that over there.
New kit core.
Teach English simply by making conversation and making friends. You can volunteer for Refugee Voices by calling this number, 1-800-688-REFUGEE.
Well, that's not too many numbers.
Oh, I live like a refugee. That's 1-800-688-REFUGEE. R-E-F-U-G-E-E.
Thank you, Tom.
Hello, Jimmy, you're on the air.
Yeah, how are y'all doing tonight?
I'm okay. Hey, Jimmy, hang on a second.
All right.
Hey, Brian.
Yes?
You know that song, Refugee, by Tom Petty?
You go ahead and talk. I'll work it out.
Play it, will you?
Sunny.
There you go. Okay, Jimmy, you're on. What can we do for you?
I just called to see what's going on. I like that. What's the name of that song that that guy just sang?
What was that song again?
Refugee by Tom Petty.
The song's called Let It Spin.
Yeah, I like that. It's pretty cool.
Well, thanks. That's on my new tape.
What's the new tape called?
The new tape's called 9 o'clock Friday night.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It's a tape that I put together. I sell at gigs.
That's cool. Are you just local?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just local? You're not nationwide?
No, not yet. Working on it.
That's cool. What are you guys talking about tonight?
Well, we've been talking a little bit about replacement baseball teams, scab teams, in particular the Cincinnati Reds. We've also been talking about the fate of alternative music, pennies that say Liberty on them twice, Newt Gingrich, what a jerk, and they got those Russian satellites floating around 600 miles up that are leaking radioactive waste that's going to smack into the space shuttle and kill all our astronauts. And we're also talking about the space shuttle, which is looking at the volcano on one of Jupiter's moons, and it's looking at quasars, and it's looking at galaxies, and it's looking at the Big Bang almost. And we're also talking about equal rights, not special rights, in issue 3, because that topic comes up all the time. We're also talking about that lady who's prosecuting OJ. She's got some kids she's not taking care of. We're also talking about this lake out in Batavia. They got this lake out there, and they keep dredging up dead bodies. Ugh.
I think that's about the solar system and all that, you know? What if that's just a bunch of crap that NASA's pulling off, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? You think they're staging all the space shuttle launches?
Well, not just that, just like the satellites and all that stuff, how, you know, they go to Mars and as soon as they get there, the satellite breaks down.
Hey, the Mars probe, I tell you what, those idiots at NASA did not lose the Mars probe. They didn't want us Earthlings to see what kind of pictures it was sending back.
Yeah.
Because the Mars probe proved that there was life on Mars, and NASA didn't think that us common bourgeois proletariat type beer swilling gin soaked morons could handle it.
Yeah, I know. That's a bunch of crap. Why are they even making us spend all that money to put it up there if we're not going to know what's going on?
We will. They're just going to withhold the information for 50 years to 100 years, whenever.
They're going for the Earth to blow up first.
Maybe.
But I don't know. The satellites look like they're just a bunch of Reynolds wrapping some Legos.
Well, you know, you don't need much up there. I mean, it's not like there's an atmosphere to crush it. You don't need much up there. If you got a satellite floating around, you don't need a lot of metal hanging off of it.
Yeah, but with all this high-tech stuff going on nowadays, you know, I mean, who knows? They could be staging all this. This could just be, you know, they got Star Trek, all that crap.
They sure do have Star Trek.
This could be all a big stage. Who knows? They might not even ever had people up on the moon and all that.
Dude, now you're working on Paranoid Squared.
What?
Who knows, man? You know, I can't tell you that we actually were on the moon, but I kind of believe we were there.
Yeah. But it's just kind of weird how...
Although I don't think they actually lost the Mars probe. I don't know if it proved that there was life on Mars or whatever, but they didn't. I don't think they lost it. They didn't want us to see the shot, so they pretended to lose it.
It's all about that stinking face on Mars. Remember that stinking face on Mars?
Yeah.
It's all about that. They're going to zoom down there and find that that face looks just like King Tut.
They got a lot of pyramids and stuff down there, too.
Oh, totally.
It shows.
You know it.
Yep.
I've seen the pictures.
Have you been to the Omnimax? They got a bunch of things up there about.
Yeah, Rob and I support the Omnimax as much as we can because the Omnimax let us see their last movie for free.
Really?
Yeah, but go check it out. It's a great flick. You feel like you're floating out there in outer space.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I just saw it.
Yeah, do some cool drugs before you go.
Did you go to the Ministry 9 Inch Nails laser show at the planetarium?
No, I didn't see it.
Good for you.
Wow, we should have gone to that.
Yeah, that would have been heavy.
Wow.
I've never been to a laser show.
Shake a stick at it.
Cool.
When will there be a Brian Ewing laser show down at the planetarium on Gilbert?
Well, we're working on the logistics of that right now, actually. I'm trying to design the actual lighting effects, get the sound system up to par, because, you know, once they play that Metallica stuff, and you know, it's just going to have to be a different type of arrangement.
Cool. Anything else, Jimmy?
How is alternative music going out, you say?
There's some guy in the music industry who probably never predicted that alternative music would become the big next wave. Well, now he's trying to bail out on it. You know what I'm thinking he's meaning? I think he means that bands like Veruca Salt and Letters to Cleo really probably won't become big stars. Will be like one-hit wonders, and he doesn't see any other big stars on the horizon. So he says there's going to be something else, not alternative.
So it ain't alternative no more?
Well, I mean, how alternative are you when you sell 5 million?
Yeah, really.
But I know a guy who keeps saying glam metal is due to come back in, and bands like Warrant and Winger will become huge again. We'll be back to the late 80s.
Nah, I don't think so. That stuff's just too old.
It'll come back because everything does, but it'll take another... There'll be a few more trends before that crap becomes big again.
Yeah.
You know, it's my prediction that music as a whole genre, and I mean music for all kinds of music, is going to phase out and be replaced by talk radio as the new rave of the nation. And that magazines like Spin and Rolling Stone will cover more talk radio issues and less of, you know, new bands or old bands or whatever. So that's something to watch for. And when that happens, Chris and Rob are going to be the king and the queen of talk radio, and I'm not going to tell you which one's going to be the queen.
So you guys are the trendsetters, huh?
Oh, you bet.
That's cool.
I mean, what else is there on talk radio right now? You got mostly conservatives, and all they want to talk about is political issues.
Rush Limbaugh?
Like Rush. He is like one of the spearheads of that movement, but there's local guys that do that too.
Yeah.
You got G. Gordon Liddy and a few of these liberal guys. They're just a joke because they just sound like the conservative guys, but they're bigger asses.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? You got to have talk radio with guts, balls, and integrity, and a talk radio that's willing to have a little fun.
And get paid for it.
Right. Something like that.
That'd be pretty cool.
Okay, Jimmy, are you buying all this?
Yeah.
Music will never die. You're crazy.
Yep. What do you
guys
like?
Music is cool.
You guys like Gore?
War?
Yeah.
You mean the old band War?
Gore. G-W-A-R.
Gore.
Gore. They dress up in all these crazy-looking costumes.
Yeah, they're from East L.A., right?
I'm not sure where they're from. They're pretty crazy.
You're Low Rider.
Low Rider. Do you know that song, Brian?
Low Rider.
Yeah, can you play that?
No, I don't think so. He's talking Gore, though.
What about Gore? What is it good for?
I thought Gore was from, Louisville or someplace in Kentucky.
Yeah, Gore's from another planet, right?
Yeah, they're from... Yeah, I never did figure it out. It's some planet where they have styrofoam.
And lots of pig blood.
Yes.
All right, anything else, Jimmy?
No, that's, I guess, about it. Can I request a song to that guy playing guitar?
I don't know. It's up to him.
What do you want to hear?
Can you play Patience?
Who does that?
That's Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the other one? I used to love her, but I had to kill her.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Something nice and upbeat like that.
Do you know Patience? How's it go, Jimmy? Lay a little bit of it on us.
Patience is the song?
Yeah, yeah. Sing it. Go ahead.
Like, shed a tear because I'm missing you.
I can't. Go ahead, sing it, though. I mean, you know.
Sing it?
Yeah, go ahead, you know.
Shed a tear because I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now.
Ugh.
There you go.
That's good, Chris.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Girl, I think about you every day now.
749-1444 is the phone number here. Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. He's Rob.
He's Chris.
And we have Brian Ewing in the studio with us.
Yes.
Brian, do you like the Gibson Brothers?
The Gibson Brothers?
Yeah.
As in?
Bob and Joe Gibson.
No.
Bob Gibson. He used to play for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, that Gibson.
The Gibson Brothers from, they're from Columbus, right? They do kind of a wild punk thing.
I don't think I've heard of them.
They were a big grid band.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Zeke?
Well, I just, you know, I heard some of his music, and he doesn't know how to play guitar. Hey, does he need any accompaniment?
What do you play, Zeke, besides?
I play violin.
It's laid on us, dude.
No, I don't have it out of the closet.
How long you been?
Hang up on him, you know.
Since sixth grade.
Since sixth grade?
Yeah.
You know, I played viola.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I like viola. It's like really cool. I've got a violin that really has a low tone like viola.
Yeah.
You know, and if you put there's a new sound peg. It was in a science magazine. It's like the first innovative sound peg in 3 years.
Yeah.
What it is a peg, but the guy drilled a hole in each end of the peg.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the logistics of it is, but I mean it increases the sound of an instrument like. It's great.
Cool. Yeah, you know, I'm always...
It's a lavalier or something like that. I forgot what the guy's name was.
Maybe you should try that technology on your bong, Zeke.
Well, you know what I was wondering is, like, you guys are missing, like, you guys are talking about baseball and all this stuff, but, I mean, what about currency? I mean, for the last 2 or 3 days, I mean, the U.S. dollar has been taking a mighty whipping on
the
market.
Yes, it's at an all-time low compared
all-time
to the
Japanese low. And I've been, like, saying for about a year, I say, you know, get ready for the big devaluation. So you guys got any word on that?
Are you saying it's here now?
Pretty much, I can't see it float much more.
When is there going to be anarchy in the streets, chaos, ladies getting raped, people...
Dogs and cats living together!
Yeah, all that. When's that going to happen?
Well, I don't know. I'm just talking about currency. And that is a pretty important factor in everyone's life, isn't it? Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah, zip that. Everyone needs a paycheck, don't they?
Hey, check this out. We're getting some interference here. Cool. It must be the Mardukians sending us a message from the planet Marduk.
Mexico.
Oh. Can you hear that, Zeke?
Yeah. I love it.
We're getting some...
You guys learn well.
Oh, wait,
Discordia does work.
It's coming through. Hello.
Gotta be
this
quick,
though. This is the planet Marduk. We're coming to invade. We're coming to invade. This is the planet Marduk. Over and out. Oh, and wow, it uncannily cut off our caller, too. Weird.
Zeke in his $2.99 Big Lots phone. He calls up on his cordless piece of crap from Big Lots.
It was a shoe phone.
Yeah, well, he's got his Sports Illustrated shoe phone. He's wondering, I don't know where that noise is coming from.
It was a replacement shoe phone, even.
Wasn't even a real shoe phone.
What, this one?
What?
We're going to call it Bowling Alley.
Who?
We're going to call a bowling alley. We're going to find out all about the Hoinky Classic. Do you know any bowling songs?
Take the Skinheads Bowling.
You know that?
No, but we can figure this out.
Okay, we need a bowling song because we're calling the bowling alley.
I knew this at one time.
Good morning, Western Bowl.
Hi, is this Milt?
Yes.
Hey, Milt, are there any skinheads in your lane?
No.
What would you do if there were skinheads there?
Ignore them, I guess.
Well, do a lot of people come in looking for skinheads?
No, I got skinheads in here from time to time. I guess they look like it anyway, but nobody bothers them.
Sometimes skinheads can be scary, you know?
Yes.
Did you hear about those skinheads in Pennsylvania that killed their mother and brother and father?
Yes.
I don't like those guys.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody quite that, but look like them anyway.
Milt, you're at the bowling alley, right?
Yes.
Tell us about the Hoinky Classic.
The Hoinky Classic? Oh, it's a tournament that runs from January through November, and then it's the finale is a Super Hoinky with a $100,000 top prize.
Where in the world did they get the name Hoinky from?
I had a Hoinky once, but then the doctor gave me a shot and it went away.
The Hoinky is the name of the owners.
Oh. Is one of them there?
No.
Can they, like, fly and have X-ray vision? Is that why they call him Super Hoinky?
No, it's just Super Hoinky. It's just meaning that it's a lot of money.
Last time we called you and that lady picked up the phone in a very rude fashion and gave you a bunch of hell, was she a Hoinky?
Yeah, she was the owner's wife.
She was a hag.
Was she the head Hoinky?
The wife of the head Hoinky.
She was a hag. She was a hag.
In other words, she was the head Hoinky.
Because
everyone knows who's really in charge in relationships these days.
Yeah.
You do know that this thing is televised, right?
You're right. The women control everything.
Anyhow, no, the bowling tournament, the Hoinky Classic.
Yes.
Is it televised?
No.
I thought it was televised.
Nowhere?
I thought the Hoinky Classic was on
bowling
Sunday mornings.
On TV.
Yes, there's the King of Bowling. I watched
this
week.
The King of Bowling.
Yeah, but they had problems where they were off the air a couple years.
Now, are they going to have the real bowlers there, or are they going to have replacement bowlers?
Yeah, the bowling's not on strike, so we'll be the real bowlers.
No strikes?
What kind of scores are you looking for?
Oh, probably about in the 250s.
What do you think what will be the three-game average for the grand champion, do you think?
Probably close to 800.
Wow. These are some high numbers, then.
Yes.
These guys are knocking it down about 266 a game, then.
Yes.
Do you foresee slick or dry lane conditions?
Slick.
You think it'll be slick?
Yeah.
So the guys who throw a basically straighter ball will have the advantage.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it really matters. It's just how in tune they are. And
you got to be able to adjust. Every lane's different. You got to be able to make adjustments.
Right. Every lane's different according to the people that throw the ball and move the oil down the lane in different ways.
How will the Hoinky Classic affect you on the night shift?
Well, we probably got 100 times more business than we normally do on the Super Hoinky, anyway. The regular Hoinky don't really affect us too much on the night shift.
More women for Milt.
Yeah.
Milt, do they sell bumper stickers at the bowling alley that say, "I'd rather be bowling"?
I don't think they have bumper stickers that say that, but they might have Hoinky Classic bumper stickers.
All right, get us a couple bumper stickers.
Can you send them down here to the radio station?
I'll have to check with them in the morning and see if they got them.
But can we give you the address so if you can send us some bumper stickers, you can send them down to the radio station?
Sure.
Okay, jot this down. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Send it to Chris and Rob at CHRAS and ROB, care of WAIF, P.O. Box 6126, that's Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio 45206.
Okay.
Just a rough estimate there, Milt. How many fish sandwiches do you think you'll sell during the Super Hoinky?
Fish sandwiches?
Yeah, how many fish sandwiches?
I don't know.
How many guys do you think have blown their chances of winning the Hoinky Classic by eating a fish sandwich, getting their hand all greasy, and not being able to wipe it off and never getting a good grip on the ball again?
I could see that happening. I don't know. I guess the guys probably be careful what they eat with their bowling hand.
Yeah. I always eat with my left hand because I'm right-handed.
Yeah, so I do too. I'm real conscious about that.
I don't get it. Oh, how many pounds of talc do you think you'll use?
Pounds of talc?
Yeah. You know, rosin bags and all that kind of stuff.
3 or 4.
Yeah.
And you are fully automated there, right? There's, like, nobody running back, you know, because I could use a job.
You're fully automated? You don't have pin boys anymore?
Nope. Fully automatic pin setters, computerized scores. All you got to do is bowl and have fun.
Milt, I hope they never get computerized cashier people. Then you'll be out of a job.
Yeah, I would.
All right. If they ever get one, I'll come down there and smash it so you get your job back.
Yeah, I can do that. Like the gas pumps, you know, and search your credit card. And
exactly.
Pay for 3 games.
Nope, it's not going to work. All right, well, thanks a lot, Milk.
Okay.
And Milk, and send us those bumper stickers.
Okay, I will.
All right, send us a fish sandwich, too.
Okay.
Lighter.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, the only late night talk show in town that talks about bowling on a regular basis. 749-1444. And now back to my co-host, Rob.
A little bit later on, we might be calling the M&M Factory. You know, they got an idea. They want to introduce a new color. And, Brian, what color do you think the new M&M should be?
Purple.
Purple. I don't know if that's one of the choices. Yeah, it is one of the choices.
I say plaid.
Purple, blue, and pink are the choices.
They should make M&Ms that are all of the retired Crayola colors.
What, Indian red?
Yeah.
Umber.
Burnt umber.
No. What was it? I don't know.
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia?
That'd be good.
We got a call or what?
There's...
Ooh, does he want to go on the air, though? Okay, great.
Cerulean.
Hey, didn't we get your, the postcard we sent Brian came back, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
We'll get another one.
All right.
Sign up for Jason.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We could have just handed you one, I guess, if you brought one down. But you know how it is. So, how often do you play it? About 2 or 3 times a week, don't you?
Depends. I can be anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 or 5.
Have you ever been on stage, been right in the middle of a song, and just have your mind wander completely to something else?
Yes, that happens.
Have you ever screwed up and ended up like doing the same verse 3 times in a row or anything?
No, I've skipped verses. I have totally screwed up songs, used wrong lyrics, rewritten songs, all the wonderful things you do.
What's the ugliest any crowd has ever been? Have you ever had anything thrown at you?
No, I don't think I've ever had anything thrown at me. Let's see, pick the ugliest crowd.
Has anybody ever booed you? Have you ever been booed?
Never been booed, but the Caldies pulls in a pretty mean crowd.
Caldies?
Yeah, they're very
that's
upper.
That's a coffee house downtown.
Yes, that's a coffee house downtown. They're a very... they're all wired on coffee for one thing. But they think they're better than everybody else is basically the point.
So the Caldy snobs, what do they do? Just like look at you and squint and wonder what the hell you're even doing there, bugging them?
Yes, pretty much. That's the point.
I mean, that's the worst snub of all is being ignored. That's worse than being booed, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because if they booed, that means they at least listened. Listened enough to boo you. What are you doing, dude? Are you doing anything important?
No, not really.
All right, you want to let Brian play their song?
Sure.
We'll let you want to do one more song, and then we'll let you get out of here. You can go home and get to sleep or whatever the hell you got to do.
Okay. You should play one off the tape, too.
All right, we'll play one off the tape after you leave. Oh, okay. Are they different? Okay, yeah, on the tape. So is it just you, or do you have a whole band?
No, the tape is full band.
So they're hot rocking then?
We're hot rocking on the tape.
Whoa!
I use studio musicians, but I am putting a band together. Ari Vandenberg on drums. Rob Schramm on guitars.
Chris and Rob? Chris and Rob? You couldn't remember?
On
You knew it was one of the guys that had a talk show?
That is true. Should I do a funny song?
Yeah, do a funny song.
This is a song that I wrote because somebody told me that all my songs were too damn depressing.
Which album's this on?
This is a new one as well.
Another unreleased track.
This song
Fast,
is,
First, and Furious, and Factual.
This song is called Happy Go Lucky.
Chris and Rob, WAIF.
I listen to the songs that I sang tonight, and there's a disturbing trend. You start with heartache, death, and destruction right up till the time that the world will end.
And I have tried to change my ways, to turn over a new leaf. But I'd probably get sick from exposure to the fungus and the mold that was growing underneath. And I'm happy-go-lucky, yes, I'm happy-go-lucky. Put all my cares away. And consider myself just lucky to be happy, cause tomorrow, well, that's another day. I try not to be so negative, but, well, that's who I am. I say that friendship is for fools, and love is overrated, and happiness is a great big scam. I throw in the towel, but I'd put an eye out, and of course then I'd get sued. And the judge would find that in my state of mind, insanity could easily be proved. And I'm happy-go-lucky, yes, I'm happy-go-lucky. Put my depression aside and consider myself just lucky to be happy, cause tomorrow we'll probably all get fried. Okay, here's the story. There was this busload of handicapped children lost on a road one dirt cold night. They took a turn into the wrong side of town, and the driver dropped it from fright. Well, the bus swerved and it hit those newlyweds. They just left the reception, and they had yet to consummate their marriage. So he died with a great big smile on his face, because this is Cincinnati and we must censor ourselves. Well, the crash caused a terrible fire right in the center of town. And the water was out because of the drought, so the whole damn place burned down. You may consider this a sad, sad story, but to me, you know, that's just the way it goes. So when the world is over, burned to a crisp, don't yell at me, because I told you so. And I'm happy-go-lucky, yes, I'm happy-go-lucky. Put old man anger to bed. And consider myself just lucky to be happy, because tomorrow we'll probably all be dead. Yes, I'm happy-go-lucky, yes, I'm happy-go-lucky. I don't worry, I will thumb up my nose. And consider myself just lucky to be happy, because in the end, well, that's the way to go.
Woo! Hey, have you ever heard of Tom Lehrer?
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Yeah.
Great question, Zeke. What about Loudon Wainwright III?
Loudon Wainwright III, yes. I have heard of him. He is an acoustic player.
What about who are the new hot acoustic guys? That Buckley guy? Jeff Buckley?
Yeah.
Jim Buckley's
kid? Is that the one that,
he sucks.
That wants to kill myself?
No. That's, I forget who that guy is.
John Gorka is the good one.
He's good. And what about this Todd Snyder guy?
He's got a record. I don't know if I heard that
he's
name.
Like all acoustic or something like that. Anyway. What are you doing? All right, what song you want to hear from your tape? Yeah, pick one out here. Who are we talking to?
Troy.
Hey, Troy.
Hey there.
Hey, Troy.
Hey.
Why aren't you here?
Because the roads are too bad.
Oh, we got a bad ninja.
My mind is jelly.
That's pretty cool, man. I got to drive home in this stuff, and you won't even drive 3 blocks to hang. But that's the way it goes, you know. That's cool.
You know I have a sofa bed. You're welcome to stay here.
No, dude, I got things to do tomorrow. I got places to be. I got women.
He's not interested in your type.
You know what I've been doing for the last 4 hours?
You've been begging for money, Holmes.
Begging for money.
You just got off.
I just got home.
I thought you got off at 2:30.
Yeah. It took me a long time to get home.
No way.
Way.
No way.
Way.
Liar.
Nah.
So what's going on, Troy? How do you like our in-studio guest, or have you not been listening?
He sounds good.
Well,
but, you know, I know a singer-songwriter that plays second fiddle to no one.
Yeah, that guy.
Zach.
That would be...
Zeke.
The only rock
Zeke.
And robber of it.
No, that would be... I heard there's this guy that plays, like, these real small bars.
Yeah?
And he does stuff like Van Morrison covers. And it's just very primo. It's very mint. It's very cherry.
Did this person call in sick at work from a houseboat in Tennessee?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, you know, I think that Punch Drunk is the band you guys ought to be playing.
I don't know. Since what? That band on that Tom Petty tribute album?
I'm thinking of a different Punch Drunk. I forgot that Punch Drunk had to go through a name change.
Yes, a moniker transformation.
A moniker transformation. A metamorphosis of sorts.
I heard, I don't know this for a fact, but I've heard from the Punch Drunk camp that they're now officially known as Monkey Biscuit.
Monkey Biscuit? What happened to Throttle?
Throttle was throttled. Somebody said they knew of a band called Throttle.
I don't think so.
Well,
probably some.
I know a band called the Whining Art Fags.
The Whining Art Fags, yeah.
I like that.
Waff.
And I would have to agree with your guess that the Caldy's crowd is a tough one.
You've been down there?
Yeah, I've been down there a few times.
With your juggling act?
Yeah. Actually, I was doing my miming.
And your man caught in a shrinking box just didn't go over too well.
Right. The mirror thing. They like the mirror thing. But then I started getting pelted with, like, wheat germ balls and, you know,
So you're going to put out an album of that miming stuff?
Yeah, the coffee crowd is tough. And he's right. You know, all those freaks are wired on caffeine. And, you know.
Caffeine and sugar, they're not.
Right, well, you know, I had to be rushed to the hospital after someone, you know, broke a set of bongos over my head.
I never knew the coffee business could be so ugly.
It's a tough crowd. I don't envy anyone who plays there.
Hey, Troy, I got a song I'm going to play for you.
What is it?
The new Mike Watt album is out.
You know, Gooch, I know you're a fan, but I think he sucks.
Why is that?
I think that you, being a superior musician...
Hey,
could see that he's a hack.
Why is that?
He just because he's lauded as being some fantastic bass player when in fact
he's really just a regular guy.
He's a schlep, but he does listen to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, which is certainly a point in his favor.
Okay, this song goes out to you, Troy.
Love you, babe.
Stay tuned.
Take care.
Okay, do you want to call Eminem now, or do you want to take another call, or what do you want to do, Rob?
Let's call Eminem now, Jim. Okay.
There it is.
Is it an 800 number?
Yes.
Cool. It's free.
Yes.
Minim. I wish I had that Minim song.
If somebody wants to pay our phone bill, give us some money.
Right on. It's an expensive phone bill.
It is. You know, we call Hawaii. We call California. IA.
All for your entertainment, you know.
We call
Alaska.
We're
doing this all for your entertainment. It's fun for us, too, but we're mostly doing it to entertain all you late night people who got nothing... to entertain themselves, unless they listen to like some really bad classic rock, you know.
We call.
Hello, thank you for calling M&M's Chocolate Candies Color Campaign 95 Vote Hotline. You can hear this in either English or Spanish. For English, please press 1 now.
En español,
por favor, oprime el 2 ahora. If you are calling from a rotary phone, please hold.
We'll hold.
Okay, we're gonna hold because we're calling from a rotary phone.
That's one of those that has a dial.
At the tone, please speak your vote for a new M&M's Chocolate Candies color. The choices are blue, pink, purple, or no change.
Arriba, 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 only the Spanish one, man.
Hey, can we get the new color and plaid?
So we can enter your vote. At the tone, please speak your name and complete mailing address, including apartment number, city, state, and zip code. Please spell any difficult words.
Wait.
Is it beeped?
It will. Go.
Is it beeped?
I don't hear a beep yet.
Did it beep?
Give the address anyway.
We want plaid M&Ms, and instead of filling them with chocolate, can you fill them with what?
Peanut butter.
They do that.
Oh, bubble gum.
No, something good.
Tootsie Rolls.
That is chocolate.
Chicken gravy.
Yeah. Thank
you for voting. The winner will be announced on April 18th. Goodbye.
Hey, don't hang up.
Okay, it looks like we just gave M&M a free plug.
Yeah, although, so if you see plant M&Ms full of chicken gravy, you know that the Mars Company got their ideas from us.
You know, it's a real thrill to hear your own voice on the radio, and it's an even bigger thrill if you can hear your voice on the radio saying naughty things.
Like
so
what?
So call us up at 749.
No, 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 no
This is a clean and wholesome talk show. Call us up at 749-1444. We'll take one more call, even though I swore off calls for the rest of the night.
Yeah, no, it's not taking anymore. I don't care. You know, it's just... I don't know. It's ticked me off. You know, it's just... Yes, pretty much so. Pretty much so. Pretty much so.
You know, you're right, Rob. My blood is boiling, too. So we're going to play a little music. We'll be right back. This is Tito Rodriguez from Hollywood. You'll like this. It's got a good beat.